This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Saturday, May 1st. I'm Jen Moynihan with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. Next month marks 1 year since Chaffee County woman Suzanne Morphy went missing on Mother's Day. This week, she would be celebrating her 50th birthday. Friday, friends and family gathered to hold a vigil and dedicate a bench in her memory. Her disappearance has led to multiple searches in and around the Salida area, but the Chaffee County Sheriff's Office says there have not been any new developments or arrests in the case. Meantime, frustrated parents and students protested the return to remote learning for some schools in District 11. Right now, at least seven schools have had to shut down their campuses due to recent spikes of COVID activity. D11 says it's all about making the safety of their students a priority, but the parent who organized the demonstration says a complete cancellation isn't the answer. There have been more than 200 positive cases district-wide just in the last month alone. And the Pueblo Children's Advocacy Center is awarding more than 20 individuals, organizations, and partners with a custom-made blue cape in honor of Child Abuse Prevention Month. It's an initiative that began this year to honor those who have helped the center during the past difficult year. Last year, the center noticed an increase in calls for child abuse and neglect. According to officials with the center, they usually see 300 children a year, but in 2020, that number went above 400. In Pueblo, a speeding car crashed into two fences and two separate power poles. Police say the crash happened this morning at around 3:10 in the 1100 block of Troy Avenue. According to police, the female driver was trapped inside and had to be taken from the car and was taken to a local hospital with serious injuries. Officers say excessive speed and alcohol may have been factors contributing to the crash. Meantime, in an El Paso County courtroom Friday, Al Stalk was officially granted a divorce from the woman headed to trial for killing his son, 11-year-old Gannon Stalk. He says closing this chapter will allow him to more clearly focus on Letitia's upcoming murder trial. He was married to Letitia for 6 years. She did not show up in court for the divorce hearing. Al says justice for Gannon is now his biggest concern. Letitia Stauch's murder trial is set for May 20th, where she'll still plan to represent herself. And officials at the Children's Hospital of Colorado are urging parents to get their teens vaccinated after state officials warn of a rise in COVID-19 cases in children. In April this year alone, there have been 24 additional active outbreaks at schools in El Paso County, more than any other setting. At least seven schools in Colorado Springs District 11 have recently regressed back to remote learning. Officials at Children's say in order to lower infection rates in kids 16 and up need to get vaccinated. That's a look at your top headlines. For more headlines, go to KRDO.com. I'm Jim Moynihan. Have a great Saturday.
Isolated rain showers this evening in central and southern Colorado with mostly cloudy skies overnight, but the overall coverage and severity will be low. Temperatures down to 51 degrees in the Springs by early tomorrow morning, 53 in Pueblo and Four Hour Sunday, partly cloudy in the morning, but then a cold front will blow on through during the afternoon, bringing us scattered thunderstorms with the potential for a couple stronger storms tomorrow, temps in the mid-70s in Colorado Springs. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.